talking with the experts.
In episode 576, discover easy, low-friction ways to leverage technology and grow your business with Peter Bannigo.
Talking with the experts. Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today my guest is Peter Bannigo, and we're going to be talking about easy ways to tech your business. Now, Peter, after starting multiple businesses for more than a decade, he has spent the last few years on what he considers his zone of genius, helping businesses to do more and earn more with technology through his Tech Your Business podcast and other products that he has. So welcome, Peter, to Talking with the Experts. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your background, Peter.
My background, I think you just mentioned a bit of it. There was a phase in my life where I just kept starting different businesses. So before I got to that phase, I was a student, I was studying engineering, I was meant to be an engineer, a petroleum engineer. So I actually finished my course, I did a master's in that. But while I was in my internship for the undergraduate course, I noticed that I think halfway through, half of our team got fired, and I realized I didn't want to build a career where I could get fired at any point for no good reason, for no fault of mine. So I started looking at options, alternatives, and I decided to go into business. So I started my first business, a web hosting business, a year later. That was in 2010. Started a food business the next year, kept starting different things up till 2018 when I started Target ICT. Why I started Target ICT was that everything I started before then had one thing unique. So I started food procurement, web hosting, e-commerce, a couple of unrelated things. But the one single thing that was common among them was that I was able to use technology to have an advantage. So for instance, when I started the food business back in 2014, we were using Facebook ads. So it wasn't popular back then. So we were getting a lot of clients compared to other people in the same business, a whole lot more clients. Procurement business, same thing. Other people got in their cars to go do marketing every day. We just published articles. That was in 2015 or 16, articles targeting the local city, targeting the chemicals we were supplying, and people kept calling in. We didn't have to go out anywhere. So just little things like that. I always had that advantage. So at the end, I just decided, okay, all these things I'm doing are not really my thing. So I should focus on what I love, that's the tech part.
Yeah, so why is it important, you know, to tech our businesses? You know, what, I mean, I know snail mail or, you know, postage of letters and that is becoming a thing of the past because, it, you know, just takes such a long time. But, you know, a lot of maybe Gen X or baby boomers, you know, maybe starting a business or don't have a lot of they don't think they have a lot of useful technology. So why is it important for us to tech our businesses?
I think it's important to tech your business because tech gives you superpowers. Tech makes you a superhuman. So there are probably things, like you talked about snail mail just now. I remember back in the day when I was younger, I think that'll show how old I am. We used to have pen friends where we write letters and then you wait for the replies. I remember back then, so my granddad used to stay in a different state. So we had to write letters to him and then we'll wait for probably 3 months, 6 months and get a reply and back and forth like that. But when you look at it, Yeah, that was a way to do things, but it wasn't an efficient way to do things because without the tech that we have now, for instance, I can get on my phone and in 2 seconds I can have a message sent to someone at the other end of the, okay, we're at other different ends of the world and we are talking live, like we are in front of each other. So a lot of things would have been possible without technology. That's why I advise business owners to embrace technology because I think one reason why, when you look at the world's economy, to the GDP, the growth, everything, you can see the economy is probably at the biggest point it's been in history. And that's because of technology, because we're able to do, one person currently is able to do what maybe 10 people would have done 10 or 15 years ago because of technology. So anyone who is not embracing technology would probably get left behind, do things less efficiently, make less profits, make less revenue even than those who make it their advantage.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I love to embrace technology when it, when it comes out. I'm an early adopter, and anything that's new, that takes my fancy, that can help me with, doing things a little bit better, like the podcast or just general other things, I will just grab onto it straight away. And I will self teach. I love to self teach because, I don't want to pay somebody to and do a course. So I'll just fiddle around with it and work it out until I get it right. And to me, that's how I work. But for those of us that aren't so tech savvy, it can be a challenge to learn new technology and especially to embrace it. I mean, so how can we go about and what can we use to help ourselves?
Okay, that's to learn about new technology. Okay. To learn about new technology, I think I really don't do tech savvy thing. I think it's a learned thing because I think everybody can be tech savvy at a point. Because like my mom is almost 80. She uses her phone so well. And I think first of all, having that curiosity. Secondly, giving yourself time to actually interact with these things. Because I noticed when I was younger, I remember when I was younger, we used to have this thing where the kids could use the TV remotes and everything, and the older ones would be like, oh, how do you increase the volume? Or how do you change this program? And that's because they were all very busy. Now I've grown up, I understand they were all very busy. They had us to take care of, they had bills, they had rent, they had so many things to think of. So they didn't even have any issues, any concern. It wasn't a priority. So I think for anyone can be tech savvy if you have the curiosity, have the interest, create time to learn about technology. So I would usually, because it's something, since it's my business, it's something I do. I actually block out time to actually read about things, learn about things, maybe download new software, take an hour or two, play with the software, see how it works. And over time, you continue doing that. With time, you get conversant, you get relaxed, I think that's what you explained that you do, to try to self-teach yourself about different things. Yes, yeah, so I think it's having that curiosity, having that interest, and creating time. That's something I've learned in my entire life. If you could have the interest in doing something, but if you don't block out time to do it, especially now that we are adults and we have so many responsibilities, it's not going to get done.
Yeah, so I guess that would be, the low friction and easy ways for businesses to use tech. But what are some of the resources that maybe someone could start out with if they're just starting a business? Because there's a lot of young people now that are starting businesses and they don't know what tech that they need to be using to make their business more efficient.
Okay, so I think that's a really great question. I would like to go from the angle of okay, young people starting their businesses. A lot of the time, adopting tech for your new business, a lot of time you start a business and they tell you, okay, you should use this for this and this for this. Everyone just says you should use different, like for instance, you have let's say project management, everyone says use something like Asana, stuff like that. But the issue is that a lot of these software, a lot of these things are either not user-friendly. You go into the interface and you're like, oh, I am supposed to be learning or focusing on growing my business, and I have a whole new course right in front of me because it's just so complicated and all that. Then apart from that too, for a business that is just starting, that hasn't found product market fit, that probably doesn't have a lot of budget, a lot of these software, a lot of these things are really expensive, are really expensive. So from those two approaches, two approaches I really recommend. First of all, is going through a low tech approach. A lot of these things that we have, something like a simple Google Sheet can do what most of this software can do. When I ran my food business, the one in 2014, we had a Google Sheets. It was literally a mega Google Sheets. Right there, we had menus like. Because I had a previous food business that failed because we didn't have recipes, processes, systems, and all that. So for this, we had a Google Sheet where you had the number of teaspoons that are going to each item. So when you calculate what you're supposed to produce for the day or what's left, it automatically generates a shopping list or what's lacking and just stuff like that. So that was all a Google Sheet. We didn't have to pay for any software. That was just something, but it took time. Myself and the partner I did the businesses, we took time to build it. And it really worked. So the business closed like 3 years down. We actually used that. We were thinking of migrating into maybe creating a software out of it, but the business unfortunately shut down after a while. So that's a low tech approach, no subscription fees, just your Google Sheets, and it gave us that advantage of tech, but it was low tech. It wasn't really complicated. Second approach I usually recommend is using open source. So for most things that we use, there are open source alternatives. So, for instance, to book this podcast, we use Calendly. There is something like cal.com that's totally free. You can host it on your own website, and it works as good as Calendly. Like, I have a second podcast I've been testing it on for a while, and I've not had any issues with it. It works as good, has more features and everything. Most people, okay, you have the Microsoft Office, Mac Word, PowerPoint, and Co. There are a lot of open source alternatives to that. So you have LibreOffice, you have OpenOffice, you have OnlyOffice. Those are all 100% free. You don't pay any license fee per user per month or whatever. You have okay, we have Zoom here. For Zoom, you have alternatives like maybe Jitsi, project management. I mentioned Asana earlier. You have a lot of things too, like Asana. So you have something like Canboard that can work for Asana. For your CRMs too, we have stuff like VidZeiger, we have Suite CRM. For accounting, most people use QuickBooks. We have an alternative accounting, that's AKAUNTING. So that you can host on your own server, and it's free, no subscriptions, no nothing, and it links to everything. Then for automations too, I think most people are used to using things like Zapier and make.com for automations. There is an init Nathan, NitN. That too can be hosted on your server. So these are all different things that you can use compared.
Zapier is really great until it
Yes.
breaks. And then
Oh yes. And there's just so much chaos everywhere, wondering where did it break from, because it has so many moving pieces, especially when you do these really huge automations.
absolutely.
And you're
Yeah,
going through like,
I stopped
what
using Zapier
points?
a long time ago because the links kept breaking all the time, and it was painful to try and, get everything up and going. But anyway, that's another story for another day. They're really great. They're really great resources, Peter. Thank you for sharing those. I think I might take up that one about the accounting one. What was that one again?
That's accounting, AKAUNTING. So it has a cloud version you can use on their server, or you can just download it, and wherever you have your website, you can just create a different folder and install it there, and it's yours forever for free.
Yeah, I think a lot of us would like to use an accounting software that doesn't cost us, $30 or $40 or $50 or $65 a month. It's, they are quite expensive, and that's in Australian dollars. So I'm not even thinking about US dollars. It's, quite expensive. Yeah. I guess, in our journey of adopting technology, we need to become comfortable with the discomfort of learning. But so what are some ways that we can transition ourselves from being uncomfortable and then become more comfortable.
Okay, so I think this being uncomfortable, going from, like I say, taking a fish out of water and letting it thrive on land, it's something, it's a journey too I've undergone in the last 2 years. So I'll just use my journey as an analogy for anyone who wants to adopt tech and is uncomfortable with tech. So in the last 2 years, I'm 30 something right now. And for the first like 3 decades of my life, I was an introvert. I never wanted, I didn't have photos of myself on my phone. I'd rather take photos of my dog or of my plants and stuff like that. So that was one. Number two was I was not fit. I didn't like anything health related. I didn't like anything fitness related. I never ran. I think I've still never run in my life or anything. So I never knew what the inside of a gym looked like in the first like three decades of my life. So in the last 2 years, I've taken myself from that. I've lost about 20 something kilos in the last 2 years. I've made myself come more on video. So the first video of me ever was 2 years ago, or maybe last year, I can't remember. Yeah, that was the first time. And the first time I was tense. Like I was on the call and I could hear my heart go boom, boom, boom. I'm sure they had to edit my heartbeat out of the video. It was that bad. But right now I'm just very comfortable. It's like second nature to me, that, and I have a routine now. Fitness wise, I walk every day. I go to the gym twice a week. I eat healthy every day. This is something I would never have done 2 years ago. So I think taking this back to the tech aspect, I would say expose yourself to those things you're comfortable with, but not there's a proverb we have that you don't test the depth of a river with your 2 feet. So you've just put 1 foot in, see how deep it is before you put in the second one. So test, just expose yourself to a little bit of the technology, a little bit of those things you're comfortable with, and when you've overcome the fear of that level, then you keep going gradually until you find yourself, like you said, tech savvy, and you won't realize how you got to that point.
No, that's really great advice. I think just baby steps along the way, and just do what you can with the knowledge that you have, and then just move another step further, and then keep going. And before you know it, you'll be tech savvy, and you won't even realize that you are.
We happened exactly.
Now, why is focus such a superpower for business owners?
I think that relates to the first thing you talked about, starting multiple businesses. So back then, I think there's this thing that they always say that you should have multiple serious streams of income, blah blah blah, and stuff like that. So back, I think that's part of the, apart from me being very impulsive back then, that was part of it, wanting to have income from different things. So at the point where I had Target ICT, I had this IT business, I had the procurement business running, I had a food business running, I had an e-commerce business running, plus my web hosting, and I think my SMS business was still running then. And I felt I was doing something great because I had a couple of people, staff running everything. But the problem was that it's hard enough running one business. It's really hard running one business. So splitting your attention, even though you have people managing these other things, you still have to get the reports from them, the feedback from them, make decisions on all these things. And splitting your attention, even across two businesses, you won't put your best into both of them. So what kept happening back then was that I'll probably make a lot of money in these businesses, and then these businesses are going to lose money, and then I'll have to put in the money I made from these businesses into these ones that lost money, and then it's just all chaotic and all that. So after, when I decided to focus on one business, I just realized I wake up in the morning, if I'm thinking of work, I'm only thinking of work related to one thing. So I'm not thinking of work related to one thing, and going like, oh, this other thing had an issue, let's leave this and go over to that and stuff like that. And I've always said that I realized that when I started focusing on one thing, I realized it got to a point where I have only one business, but I have more money coming to me personally, because back then the business is just the money just went in between the business and vanished into thin air, and I didn't really enjoy it myself. So now I have more money coming to myself. I have more time to myself, because now I just work. I make myself work usual work hours. I don't do the overtime and all that again, but I make sure I do as much as I can during those work hours. I'm able to do other things apart from work. So I have time for health. I have time for my personal life. I have time for hobbies. I never had hobbies before. I now have hobbies I really enjoy. So that's the thing about focus. So the business is meant to make you money to help you survive. It's working very well, much better than having multiple streams of income. And I think I'm a lot more healthier, a lot more balanced, and I don't think I want to go back to that at any time soon.
I don't blame you. I mean, it sounded like you had an eventful, and when did you have time to sleep or eat? I have no idea. But anyway, tell me a little bit about Tech Your Business podcast, Peter. Where can people find it, and what will they get out of it?
Okay, so Tech Your Business podcast was something I started like, and when I said, when I was trying to get comfortable being uncomfortable, so it's just forcing myself to come on video and stuff like that. So it's the Tech Your Business podcast. You can go on techyourbusinesspodcast.com. It's like it just has links on there. I didn't do anything too complex. So if you go on there, you'll see the Spotify, the YouTube, Apple, and wherever li all the links to listen to or watch the podcast. So once you go on there, I think, and what the plan of the podcast, or the aim of the podcast, is explaining these technological concepts, these things, with as little jargon as possible. Because I know when I started Target ICT, one of the complaints people had about working with techie people was that when you try to communicate with techie people, they try to use these really big words, or these really complicated words, or these really industry words. And a lot of time they're telling you these things and you don't want to tell them that you don't understand, because it's embarrassing. So you just keep nodding, 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 and you don't know anything they said. So
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. Honestly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to talk to people that they're in the tech business, because they do use jargon, they do use industry words, and the lowly people like us, or like me, no idea what they're talking about. And then when you're right, you feel embarrassed when you need to ask the question, what does that word mean?
Exactly. So I think that's the aim for the podcast. Sometimes, out of excitement, jargon slips in, and I apologize for that. But the aim generally is just to break everything as simply as possible. So even maybe a 10-year-old, 12-year-old can listen and be like, oh, okay, this is what a sales funnel is. Oh, this is what open source means. Oh, this is what this means. And yeah, you can get things too from the episodes that you can do immediately after each episode in your business. So that's just the aim of Tech Your Business.
Sounds wonderful. So if you want to find out more about what Peter has to offer, go to techyourbusinesspodcast.com, and all the links are available there, and you can listen or watch and gain some knowledge. You can also find Peter at Peter Banigo on LinkedIn, and you can also find him at targetict.co.uk. Peter, have you got anything else you'd like to share with our audience today?
I think it'll be the same thing I said before. Everyone can be tech savvy. Every single person can be tech savvy. So, like I said, don't jump in. Like when I previously started doing the whole fitness thing years before, I would just from today, tomorrow, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm going into a diet. I'm running this. I'm doing this 1,000 steps a day. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So many things, and I wake up the next morning and the whole plans intimidate me, and I just dump them. So like this fitness journey said, I just started with just 6,000 steps a day before I added everything else. So the same thing, just pick something, maybe a piece of software, maybe like I mentioned, Google Sheets or Excel or anything. Pick something, play with it, figure out how to do different things with it. And one other thing too, I've always have learned is that it's easier to learn about things when you're doing things with them. So you can say, okay, I want to build a simple spreadsheet for my accounts, so build a simple spreadsheet for my leads, for my customers, my clients, their data. So you can just go in, start doing it, go on Google, figure out how to do one or two things. And before you know it, you're good with that software. That'll give you the confidence to go for the more complex and complicated things.
Absolutely. Great advice. Great advice. Peter, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've learned a little bit about, focus, and I've learned a little bit about why we need to be uncomfortable to get comfortable. And I've learned some of the softwares that we can use that are free. So that's really great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.